USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The United States and the Taliban have agreed to a temporary truce that, if successful, would open the way for a deal that would bring home American troops from Afghanistan and end 18 years of war. The peace deal would call for negotiations between Afghans on both sides of the conflict to start next month, an eventual countrywide ceasefire, and a commitment from the Taliban not to harbor terrorist groups like Al-Qaeda, then setting a timetable for the withdrawal of American troops. Infections and deaths from the new coronavirus in China ballooned for a second straight day as officials near the epicenter of the outbreak are struggling to keep up with a backlog of patients' lab work. Confirmed cases of the virus rose to 63,851 in mainland China, an increase of over 5,000 from a day earlier, according to the National Health Commission. The death toll now stands at 1,380, up 121. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Michael Avenatti, a lawyer who gained fame by representing a porn star in lawsuits against President Donald Trump, was convicted of trying to extort Nike. The verdict was returned by a Manhattan federal jury after it deliberated charges of attempted extortion and honest services fraud in what prosecutors said was an attempt by Avenatti to extort over $25 million with threats to harm Nike. The charges carry a combined potential penalty of 42 years in prison. The Justice Department has added new criminal charges against Chinese tech giant Huawei and several subsidiaries accusing the company of a scheme to steal trade secrets from competitors in America. The new indictment also alleges the company provides surveillance equipment to Iran that enabled the monitoring of protesters during the 2009 anti-government demonstrations. The new allegations come as the Trump administration raises national security concerns about Huawei, the world's largest telecommunications equipment manufacturer. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Parents in the Parkland, Florida school shooting have filed a formal lawsuit. With that story, here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
The parents of a teenage girl who died in the Parkland, Florida school shooting in 2018 have filed a new lawsuit against the federal government. Andrew Pollack and Shara Kaplan, parents of Meadow Pollack, filed the complaint in federal court in Florida. They accused the government of failing to take any action whatsoever to prevent the February 14, 2018 shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. They state the FBI knew that Nicholas Cruz had the desire and capability to carry out a mass school shooting. The shooting happened 2 years ago today. 17 people died, including 14 students and 3 teachers.
Today is a day when everybody thinks about receiving chocolate or flowers on Valentine's Day, but February 14th is also National Donor Day. It's an observance dedicated to spreading awareness and education about organ, eye, and tissue donation. By educating and sharing the Donate Life message, we can each take a small step every day to save and heal more lives and honor the donor's legacy of generosity and compassion. National Donor Day is a time to focus on all types of donation: organ, eye, tissue, blood, platelets, and bone marrow. To register to be an organ, eye, or tissue donor, contact registerme.org, and to get more information, go to donatelife.net. For USA Radio News and a heart transplant recipient, I'm John Hunt.